B-Pod Studios.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love.
We're talking about the Bruins' win last night, Eastern Conference Finals, game number 4. They sweep the Hurricanes right out of the playoffs. An emailer, Scott, tells me that players and staff get a day with the cup. The keeper of the cup. What is the keeper of the cup's name? I forget his name.
Mr. White Gloves.
Phil?
Phil, yes.
Pritchard, Tom said Pritchard.
Phil Pritchard, good memory, T-Bone.
Good job, T-Bone.
Really nice guy.
Add something to the program, Tom.
Was he here a couple of weeks ago? The Cup visited the sports house of weeks ago. Yes. Was Phil here?
Yes.
Phil Pritchard, who I believe is an employee of the Hockey Hall of Fame, technically. Phil Pritchard, keeper of the cup, delivers the cup at 8 a.m. and they take the cup back at midnight. So you get the cup from 8 to midnight on your day with the cup.
Yeah, but then you got to spend the whole day with Phil.
So?
That should just be playing all the time.
And then, yeah, you get this in the background the entire day, the day you spend with the cup. Which is, this track is off the Remember the Titans soundtrack. It's not from the Gettysburg scene. It's from the end of the movie, from the cemetery scene.
Somebody said it's from Inception. It's not from...
No, it's not. They're wrong.
Yeah.
Don't listen to them. There it is. Kicks in right there. That's it. Right there. They also apparently used it at the Democratic National Convention here in Boston in 2008. Oh, wait, what year did they have it here? Was it 2008 or 2004? No, that was 2004. Where did they have it in 2008?
They bought a demo of it.
Where was the 2008 DNC?
Invesco Field.
Okay, Invesco Field.
During the fireworks.
During the 2008 Democratic National Convention, it was used...
What do they have it here? 04?
It was 04. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrong year. They used it in Invesco in Denver in 08. There you go.
I bought a demo car off that.
What?
Off the for the highfalutin people driving the car around. Put like, 4,000 miles.
In 2004?
Yeah.
No kidding.
What kind of car?
What kind of car was it?
Cadillac Escalade.
How many miles did it have on it?
Like 4,000. It was a demo. It said DNC. Yeah.
The lettering was on it?
It wasn't. It said a DNC demo car. It's brand new, but hey, we'll knock a couple thousand off just because it was used.
Oh, you only got a couple thousand off?
Oh, yeah. It's brand new.
I felt like they feel like they should have given you a little bit more off.
I think it was mint. Yeah. So the paper inside. It's nice.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah. White. A diamond white. So sparkly.
What was the interior? Black or was it cream? A tan.
Love that car.
What happened to it?
Limousine liberal.
Gets old.
I'm sorry.
Limousine liberal driving around in an Escalade. Yeah.
What are they called? What's his name? Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, his planes and his
with his plane. What do they call him?
His jet boat.
Oh, they have a name for him.
I don't know.
There's because he's always trying to save the earth.
Yeah, save the earth. Yeah.
He's got some nickname that they've got for him.
Because Brady and his wife never fly on a private jet.
Someone will have it for us in a minute. I know they're always mocking him for his private jets. I know someone will have it for us. He's got a nickname out there. 617-779-0985. Let's jump back to your calls. Peter's in Maine. Peter.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, Peter.
Hey.
Hey, man. I wanted to touch on a couple things about this Bruins win from the other night.
This guy sounds like he's from Maine.
You sound like you're related to Blair.
Yeah, I like this.
I definitely am. First of all, I knew defense would bring them around, and that's really stepped up to the plate, so I'm really liking that. But my prediction is that St. Louis is who they're going to be playing.
Really? Why is
and
that?
And also, yeah, and it's because I think St. Louis has got a big surprise for the Sharks because St. Louis is hungry now. And St. Louis is good.
Oh, when you're hungry.
But the Bruins, yep, but the Bruins are going to kick their butts, too, just like they did the Hurricanes. Now, in the as far as the older teams, when it comes to Bruins,
yep.
I would rather watch today's team now because they are stepping up to the plate. They're improving every week, every series, every day. And that's what I want to see to get to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy that. And by the way, I'm not saying they're getting any worse. I just don't look at this past series as the Bruins getting better. I'm not buying in on the Hurricanes. The Hurricanes were garbage. The Bruins had better opponents in the first two rounds. And I thought the Bruins played well in those rounds, too. I'm not taking anything away. Bruins are playing good right now. They're playing really well. But I don't think it's we can read into this last series as the Bruins have elevated their game along the way. I'm not going to read into the Carolina Hurricanes in that way. I won't do it. What?
Jim Murray just tweeted traffic. Jimmy tweeted at Jim Murray. What was that, Jim, about an hour ago? Jim, if I were you, I'd get in a car now. His traffic, I guess, was so bad for Jimmy coming in.
Yeah.
Murray's stuck in traffic now. He's put a big screenshot of his traffic pattern. No reason. He's got red marks all over it. He snaps on days like today. Makes my day when he comes in hot. He's like, what else you got to do? Everybody comes into work. We sit in traffic. Artie sits in traffic. Jim does. I do. We'll tweet it out. Cross it out. No reason for it. It's Boston, dude. Friday.
I came out of the city last night.
I like at 9
how when
PM.
Jim tweets about it, it's ha ha idiot tweeting about traffic. And then last night you're driving home at 9 o'clock and you're like, why is there traffic at 9 PM on a Thursday night?
Gridlock. I couldn't get out of city gridlock.
Yeah, I like it. It's funny when anyone else does it, but when you do it, it's how dare there be traffic.
It's insightful.
Yeah, it's somehow we should look at that and consider
both ways last night. I don't know what the hell was going on.
There was a motorcycle crash, as many people replied. Do you read the replies?
Not while I'm driving, no.
But you tweeted while you were driving.
Well, I'm trying to hurry up. Well, at least I don't film videos like Murray does. Hey, I'm in traffic. Let's do a little Q&A here. A little Periscope.
Action update from the guys in the desert. I can tell you that right now, by virtue of the Bruins being the only team that have advanced to the Stanley Cup Finals, they are obviously the favorite to win the finals at minus 135. That's the line that I saw this morning. That may have changed. The Blues and Sharks, there are odds on them as well. Sharks up 2-1 in their series. What do the guys in the desert have on this? Here's the action update.
For men.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Canes clad in their home black, red and white trim. Greg McKegg, Sean Corrali on the draw. Sit back and enjoy the sounds of game number four.
When I look into your eyes.
Marjan, near wing over the line, out in front. They score! David Pastrnak, Boston, breaks the ice. Drops it off of Bergeron, gets it back. Bergeron scores! A bullet from the slot. Patrice Bergeron, 2-0 Boston.
Just like them old stars.
Pastrnak in the slot. Bergeron scores! Patrice Bergeron, 3-0 Boston.
Well, just a sensational game by the big boys.
Brad Marchand through center. Empty net, he'll get to it. He'll hit the bullseye. Marchand puts it away more. Hamilton, a long bombing on Rask. That'll do it. The Boston Bruins will advance. They are champions of the Eastern Conference once again. They are on their way to the Stanley Cup Final.
See then the stars, they burn. Some even fall.
We'll be right back.
Jason Mraz.
A little shout out to Tom Morgan here
For the Hurricanes.
Tom, you created this
and
too?
Peter Mrazek there in net, who didn't make it to game three or four.
So for people that follow us on Twitter, at Mark Bertrand, at Scott Zolak, at Hardy985, at Jim Louth, at
T Morgan 985.
You have an underscore in yours, right?
Yeah, Mark underscore Bertrand.
A lot of compliments last night about the goal videos.
Yeah.
Which were Tom's idea, which is nice. And when people copy them, it's a form of flattery. So let's just leave it at that. It's nice. But T-Bone came up with that a couple series ago. And we have fun tweeting those out. There's some good ones in here. Like the one you did yesterday. They're dragging people across the ice. Like, if they won yesterday, say the Hurricanes won yesterday, what was going to be the little presentation they did post-game? A little celebration, whatever dance they did.
They don't do them now. They don't do them in the playoffs. They haven't done them since March.
I thought maybe that's why people were sticking around.
But if we're doing the show down there today, if you're doing a show in Raleigh today, I know what they're probably saying. They're probably saying, oh, how great that was.
What a great step.
Wasn't that fun? What? Yay.
That's how they do radio down here, though.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, they're not nasty. They're not salty. You never had their you-know-whats kicked in.
I'm sure that's what it is.
You had your nuts kicked in a couple times.
Hooray. Yeah. Yay. We made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Wasn't this a great run? Yay.
We're the Colts.
Yay. We got to the Eastern Conference Finals and we got our brains beat in. Wasn't that fun?
It's like Indianapolis.
Like, they're not critical. They're not going to look at it with a critical eye. They're not going to say to themselves, okay, we lost 4-0. It happened. You can say we got beat by a better team, but should that have been as lopsided as it was?
No.
Couldn't we have been more competitive in that series? That's not to say that you needed to have necessarily won a game. You should have won a game in any series. You should never get swept. At this stage of the playoffs, should you ever get swept?
No, that's embarrassing.
If you've made it this far, if you've made it to a conference finals, should you be getting swept? You
should never lose four straight.
No, you should never lose.
You're guaranteed two in your own building.
You should at least win a game in there. You should. So you should be looking at it saying, how could we not have pulled off a game, and how could we have not made the games that we did lose more competitive?
How's our power play that putrid?
And that's the number one thing that I would focus on if I were them. If I were fans of the Hurricanes, if I were doing the show down there today and was actually, you know, looking at it critically, I would say, how is it that we have some real talent on our top lines, and how is it that we were so putrid at generating chances on our power play?
Did they have any opportunities in
and
game
that's
three?
Not new.
Game three, period one, when Bruins got how many times did Bruins get whistled in that first period where it seemed like Tuca's just getting shot by a firing squad? Yeah. You had chances in period one of game three, and you blew it. You had a chance to sort of get back in the series. You're down 2-0, and you didn't respond. You still got Dougie at the top, just letting it fly up there. Like, you got problems across the board. The captain, Williams, and the way he acted. Do we want that, or do we want Bergeron? We want a guy like Bergeron. Now, Bergeron's a freaking guy whose jersey's going to go into rafters, for God's sakes, though. You need a better goalie.
I would also be questioning the head coach on the way he handled post-game game three. His attitude. Do you want to have a coach like Rob Brindamore after game three, who went to the podium after that game?
I'm with you on that. Series over.
And said, well, you know, we got a guy on the other end who's doing something really special.
That guy's on a run here.
Do you want that, or do you want what John Tortorella did with the Columbus Blue Jackets when John Tortorella is saying, yeah, we're playing a game seven.
Yeah,
we'll see it for game seven. We'll be back for game seven. Yep. Why? Because we will.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah, how about that? We dented their goalie.
And we dented him. We're breaking through on him. We dented their goalie. So don't worry about that. You know, he's trying to build confidence. He's trying to, you know, not let the goalie, when he obviously saw what Tuca was doing, he's trying to tell his team, no, come on. You're breaking through on him. Don't let him rattle you. Don't let that get in your head. You're breaking through on Tuca. Just keep battling. You don't need to worry about him. You're breaking through. You're denting him already. I can see it. And then you've got the coach after game two on Monday saying, we are mentally defeated, or we're mentally tired. How did he put it? Fatigued.
Fatigued.
Mentally fatigued. We're mentally fatigued. We got a special goalie on the other side.
Mm.
And you know what? They played right into it.
Yep.
Ty Anderson said it. He was down there. He's back, by the way. Made it back safely.
Laughing at Fred.
Ty Anderson is back. He said when he went in that room before game three, everybody in there was tight. Everybody in there looked like they were mentally fatigued.
Done.
They played right into that, the way that their head coach was leading. So I'd have some serious questions about how they handled themselves in the series.
How about their captain, too, saying after being down two, you know what we need to do? We need a big poop sandwich.
That's an obvious one, too. How your captain handled things at the approach, really? His approach in game three.
How about you eat this?
Three penalties at the start of game three, poop five sandwich. Penalties between games two and three. Stupid crap that he was pulling.
Go back to game
Forget
one.
Forget the crap sandwich. How about the dumb crap you're doing?
How about going back to game you one?
Idiot.
Doug Hamilton with two really bad penalties. Yeah, I saw one. We viewed him, looked at him. I don't agree with the call. They didn't own anything. Zero sense of saying,
Doug Hamilton,
it's on me. Accountability.
Supposed to be one of your best defensemen, started the series. Idiot.
Yeah.
Fool.
I don't agree with anything. It's not a penalty. I'm not going to comment on it because I don't agree with the call.
Zero accountability.
Game's over, bro.
Zero maturity from these guys. And mentally, not tough. All of those things are true about the Carolina Hurricanes. And if I were a fan, I'd be pissed about all those things.
I'd want changes.
And then from the coaching standpoint, the power play, 1 of 14 in the series, putrid, disgusting. Not good enough.
You know what they're doing? They're probably sitting. The Carolina Panthers are probably sitting in one of their nice little buildings down there with a little conference room. And they're all brainstorming ideas. Who should we do the banner for? Like, we got the NC State banners up there. We have ACC stuff. You know what? Wesley Schertz, if we move his over and we hang the Eastern Conference finalist banner up, we'll put it right there. Like, what did the Colts do? We'll call someone in Indianapolis to see. That's what they're going to do. And when you do that, you become complacent. You become complacent because you think that's the best we can do. Like, you've achieved something. No, you lost. You don't ever want to indicate you got swept 0-4 and put any reminder or note in that building for people to look up and fans that pay. And it's tough to get fans down there, and I know. But they packed the building last couple times. But they got to do unique things to have that fan base come each and every home game.
The Bruins were obviously the better team. They were obviously going to win this series no matter what. But Carolina, you're an embarrassment. You didn't even show up. You embarrassed yourselves. Shouldn't be happy about that. Shouldn't be waving your towels for that performance that you saw in this series.
People still defended them. Even like the National Hockey people at the beginning, this is going to be a deep series. It's going to go 6 or 7. You're going to see it, folks. Then the Bruins get up 2-0, and they said, they're undefeated at home.
Oh,
you
yeah, wait till those home games.
Wait till they get down
there. No, on the surface, like big picture, yeah, you made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Is that good? Yes, it is. It's good. Of course it is. But how it played out? How it played out was a disaster.
You don't want to celebrate it.
How that played out, if you've got like, you know, real fans who really want to talk about what they're seeing, if you really want to talk about it today, you've got some real legitimate complaints on your hands.
Right.
Even if you weren't going to win the series, which you should know you weren't, the Bruins are the far better team. You still have things to complain about, even if you know you were going to lose the series, because your team really sucked. You got your brains beat in, wire to wire, outside of maybe the first couple of periods of game one. Bruins kicked your ass. Got smoked in this thing. You could have been more competitive, even if you were going to lose. 617-779-0985, the phone number. That's the Raleigh angle for the day. If we were taking a road show today, that's what I would be saying down there.
Some barbecue.
Lots to complain about down there, and lots to be happy about here in Boston as the Bruins go back to the Cup Finals. Third time in 9 years, and we're talking about it with you. We'll go back to your phones next.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tuukka Rask has a shutout. 4-0 the score. 4-0 the sweep by his team. And Zdeno Chara, though injured, is in uniform and comes out for the celebration.
Much respect for you.
I'm so glad we could hear that.
Rob Brindamore with Zdeno Chara. Chara did not play last night. He was a scratch. Dealing with injury in his day-to-day. Brenda Moore, offering much respect to Zdeno Chara, 42 years old, telling me can't keep doing this. Just
so
in
weird.
Awe, just in awe of how old he is.
The What's dry, weird? Gray hair.
He looks old, doesn't he?
Well, does he just look different coming out of the locker room, not playing?
Not all sweaty.
Yeah.
Put together. What?
I just think it's funny he had to put his uniform on.
Pads. He put the pads on, too.
Yeah. Let's see, have a big, like, you know, when you get out of the shower, you got your right guard, you got your cologne and that. I get my nasty hockey smell stick. Let me put this on. Let me smell like a greasy, grimy hockey stick guy. Oof. Mm. Those guys stink so bad. Those pads smell so god-awful. It's like puke. Another good-looking dude, though. Hardy. Hardy's changed, too. Last couple days. Fallen in love with Tuca.
Yeah. Yeah. 617-779-0985. But Rob Brindamore was certainly overmatched in this series. Looks like he doesn't belong as an NHL head coach at this level.
What's amazing to me is, like, even when, you know, they were struggling, you knew Mrazek didn't have it, the talk of pulling him, did you think about pulling him? Well, they never pulled their goalie.
They never
operated. Like,
they didn't operate with any urgency in this series. None.
We do what we do. We make no adjustments. We do what we do. It's not good.
And their power play problems were not new to them. They had them all year long.
Hey, we've been through this with Claude, too.
It was an issue they had all year long. They never fixed their problems. So the fans of Carolina were not surprised by any of it. Let's get to your calls. Richie's in Bedford. Richie on RAS. Go ahead.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
All right, Richie.
First time caller. Love your show. Just want to touch on a couple of things here on that 2013 team with Rask. I mean, like, after that series, I mean, like, I had a bad taste in my mouth. I mean, you know, I think he had to give up like three goals or something that third period, I think it was.
Yes.
And after that season, I just had lost total faith on Rask. I mean, and, then you know, I mean, after that, I mean, you know, he has some big shoes to fill after Tim Thomas, you know, after that 2011. And I think he's matured a lot. I mean, you know, a different player than from that year that he lost, you know. And also,
you got a Velociraptor in there with you?
What are you doing?
What are you
doing? Something else?
Oh, no, wait. One more thing was
that Kyrie bobblehead.
If San Jose, they end up winning this series, this would be the third big team that the Red Sox ended up playing. I mean,
California, state of California. San Jose is not L.A. Different towns. Ah,
that's
good one.
The sound
that's
I was looking
one.
For. That's the
that's
predator.
What you're looking for.
Woodpecker.
Oh, that's predator.
It's good.
Oh, that's predator. That means get out of the freaking woods.
Like that. I like that a lot.
Leave the jungle. I like that a lot. There's so many killings.
Matt in Belchertown. What's up, Matt?
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Matt?
What's up? Hey, I was enjoying the 2013 versus this year analysis thing. I, from my standpoint, I mean, I love both teams, obviously. But
yes.
This year's team, I think I would watch more. I mean, when I looked at the stats, 2013, they had no players that had more than a point per game. This year, we had four players with more than a point per game. So there's just more action. You know, what are you going to do?
More offense, but, simply put.
Yeah. Exactly, yep. And but I think as far as who would win, I think it would be an amazing matchup if you put them against each other. I don't know how you clone Tuca, but whatever. But I think actually the 13 team with all that experience from having gone through the wars, I mean, this team is still pretty young. So I don't know. I think the 13 team would take them. The only other thing I'd throw in there is, remember how damaged the 13 team was? You know, remember Horton got hurt in his fight with Iginla. Right towards the end of the Pittsburgh series, which damaged him for the finals. Seidenberg was out altogether. So even Patrice, of course, later on got banged up. So anyway, it's fun to think about.
Yeah, and Dougie went out too, so they had injury. I mean,
Dougie.
Take the injuries out of it then.
Yeah.
We were playing this in a vacuum anyway. It's not real life.
No.
We're not doing this in real life.
You can't go with him there because he was hurt.
Oh, how do we clone Tuca? I don't know. We're playing in fantasy land anyway. What's the matter? We're putting it in a computer simulator, playing fantasy sports.
It's so technical.
Yeah. Guys, I don't know how we're going to clone Tuca. So, you know, that's something we got to work on. Wait, what?
Yeah.
We also have DeBergeron to worry about, and Chara, and
wait a minute, did DeBergeron have his collapse?
I don't know how we're going to do this. Matt's talking about it like we got real world issues.
Collapse, have it re-collapse,
real world issues we got to worry about here.
Yeah.
No, but he's right. I mean, both teams. There was plenty to like about both teams. I think the 13 team would win. I do. They were a little bit younger. The older guys that are now older were younger then. I think they're a little bit grittier. And I think they'd win out. But it'd be good. Be fun. This team's more offensive-minded. I enjoy watching this team probably more. Scott and Weymouth, go ahead.
What's up? Beetle, you have me laughing. It's tough for me to get my voice together here about the Carolina talk radio. That you go, yay, we made the conference finals. Yay, we got swept, though. So much to say. He's supposed to laugh there. Anyone listening? All right. Zolak's always got my back. What's up, kid? All right, listen. As for this talk, there's so many points to make. I'm going to in and out 30 seconds. Watch me roll.
You're 28 in already.
So good.
Now we're down to 25. Listen, don't give me that 13 team versus this team, okay? They're comparable at best, please. Boom. 6-1, half dozen in the other. Boom. All right, you want to know the one of the greatest Bruins teams? Let's go back to the 88 Bruins that went to Edmonton Oilers and lost, played against Gretzky. Boom. Neely, Bork, Janney, Randy Burrage, Dave Poulin. That was a Bruins team. But this team's a lot of fun.
Not great depth on that team, not like this team. This team has better depth.
Chemistry is everything, Beetle. And I'm telling you right now,
no, it isn't. No, it's not. No, it isn't. Overrated.
Hey, did you guys say
all these teams have had great chemistry? Every team you're going to tell us about has great chemistry. Those 88-90 teams, the team in 11, 13, this one, they all have good chemistry.
Beetle and the boys behind the glass, did you guys save that drop from 10 days ago? I said they're going to sweep them. I said, Zolak.
We're going to get right on that. We're going to go right through the archives.
Why does he always think I have his back?
We're going to make sure we get that out.
Actually,
Zoe was telling me this
back.
Morning that he was going to go look that up and pull that. What's he that? Said Scott and Weymouth called it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have a separate hard drive dedicated to your calls, and all we have to do is reference the May 7th show, and your calls should be the only thing entered.
Scott? Stay put. There's something you're going to like. If you liked our talk about Raleigh radio today when we just, you know, assumed what they were talking about, you should hear what's going on up in Toronto today.
Ooh. Hey.
It's a town we don't often think much about.
What else they got going on?
But they are very depressed about the Bruins going back to the Cup Finals. We'll have a little sample of that for you. What's going on sports radio in Toronto today now that the Bruins have advanced? You'll hear it next.
Now, I want you to save this drop, the guys behind the glass, the producers.
Oh, Jim,
save this drop. You ready?
You guys ready?
Zolak and Bertrand. That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody. I want to get your guys' thoughts on how you feel that the Boston Bruins are about to play for the Stanley Cup Final.
Miserable. Absolutely miserable. This stinks.
As a Leaf.
Okay. Just as a Leaf fan, as a human fan. How about that? How about just a humanity fan of that city just getting all these championships, you know, and Marchand getting celebrating again, and Chara just being a big giant troll, you know, spends his off time fleeing from peasants and eating children. I don't like any of it.
What is the drought in Toronto? When's the last time the Argonauts won the Grey Cup?
I don't know. I can check.
Is he really feeling it because the Raptors are going to get beat again? And
Toronto Argonauts. Let's see the last time they won.
Who eats
Grey Cup? They won it in 2017.
Oh, what's he crying about?
They won it 2 years
his
ago.
Time fleeing from peasants and eating children. I don't like any of it.
I'm sorry, what?
Fleeing from peasants and eating children. He's a troll.
No, well, or a giant. I don't know.
He's Shrek.
I don't know. Yeah. Who cares?
He's an
Blue
ogre.
Jays last won in what, 93? Blue Jays won it in 93.
Where's Billy Lanny? He's our resident Blue Jays fan.
They won it back-to-back years, 92 and 93, I believe. All
right. Yeah, Joe Carter.
Yeah.
Game-winning home run.
It was 93. That was the second time they won it.
Yep.
What was the Batista bat flips? They didn't win, though. But
they had a walk-off World Series win at home.
Great. Ooh. Awesome one. Very memorable. Who was the who did he hit it off?
Mitch Williams.
Thank you.
I played in that stadium. We did a preseason game in that stadium.
Did you?
Up in that space
thing. Sky Dome?
Yeah.
How was it? The hotel in center field?
It was weird. You know, you get so distracting because you hear all the stories about hearing, see, having people having sex in the windows.
You got distracted?
So you're there on the sidelines. You're just chalking up to see if anybody's having sex in the windows up in that hotel. It never happened.
That turf looked rough. Looked like cement.
I'm sure you obviously grew up in Warwick. I'm sure grandma had a back porch that she just put some carpeting on and just let it get wet and be hard and all that. And that was pretty much the same type of turf we played on up there.
What are we talking about?
What?
Jim's turf. The AstroTurf.
Grandma's carpet? What?
Grandma's carpet. Got all nasty and wet and hard on your back porch. You know what I'm talking about?
My grandfather, I'm not sure.
What's up, guys?
All right, so that's this morning on the radio in Toronto.
Grandma's rug? What?
There's more from these guys up in Toronto today. They're really upset.
What do they got with Marchand? Go ahead.
It's hard not to feel a little sickened by it for a couple of reasons. Number one, the Leafs and the Bruins rivalry. Number two, Brad Marchand is a jackass. And
rivalry?
Sorry.
This is like when the Colts.
Since when?
The Colts say they have a rivalry. Like, rivalry's back on. Yeah, you have to win. Like
rivalry how? As in they play each other?
A rivalry is a pretty even balance between two teams, and it's a pretty good back and forth. That is a rivalry. You know? Red Sox, Yankees.
Rivalry.
Back and forth.
You say.
Guy sounds like Jaffe when he first started talking, too. That threw me.
Do the Leafs have a rivalry with anybody?
Jaffe. Well,
unless you get
I guess you just count the other five in the original six as the rivals, like...
I
teams
guess.
They've been playing for a long
how
time.
How far do you want to go back?
I don't know.
I guess that would also mean, you know.
Oh, we have to go.
Red Wings and Canadians.
Six,
Red Wings
six
and Canadians
teams.
Are rivals, too.
Yeah.
What is that? I wouldn't consider them a rival, but okay, go ahead.
Since number one, the Leafs and the Bruins rivalry. Number two, Brad Marchand is a jackass. And number three, the success of the Boston sports teams is just ridiculous. Just look at the last 20 years, what's gone on in that city.
Makes you want to puke up that breakfast sandwich I just ate.
The Bruins are looking for the hat trick. The Red Sox and the Patriots, and now the Bruins in the same series. Yuck.
It's
the same year too.
Yeah, it's horrible. Spoiled. You know, if we believe in socialism, you know, we need to spread those championships around. Right now, they're all in one place, at one place that they've headed for so long.
What?
Well, we don't believe in socialism,
right?
You damn commies!
Marry you people up,
Canada, right? Stupid communist country.
Hat, America's hat. Do you know if you
spread them around?
Do you know if you're a 23-year-old person and you grew up in this city, in this region, you're going to have the ability to witness the potential of one of your teams to play for a championship 19 times?
Why 23?
19. Because if you start year one to 23.
Because it's been a 23-year span. Yeah, that's why.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Going back to, all right. Not just winning, but playing for.
Right.
I got you.
Same year, too. Yeah. What's it start with? What's the first one you start with to go to 23? Why 23 again? Yeah, good question, Hardy.
That's a good point, because you go back to the 80s. Yeah, that makes sense.
The 80s? No. Not the 80s.
Yeah, because you're in the Super Bowl.
You're going back 86. To 96?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously. 96 when it started with the Patriots. When are you?
Okay.
So a 23-year-old kid would have witnessed potentially 19 championships if your team's won them all.
I would go with a 19-year-old.
That's what I would do.
19-year-old, you've witnessed. Now,
I'd go...
Right.
Yeah.
Just start with that one.
Okay.
Our interns.
How old is our intern?
The kids.
They're usually like 19 to 21, yeah.
Yeah. They don't know.
Yeah, I'd start with 2001. That's what I'd start with.
Yeah.
Right? The Patriots Super Bowl was played early February 2002.
Yeah, just go back to that time. Yeah.
But Zoe and I have kids around the same age, like middle schoolers. To me, that's the crazy one, because when they, you know, get to the age where they're really paying attention, both our daughters, like maybe, you know, 8, 9 years old or something, they have an idea. For them, since they've been paying attention to sports, it's every other year, sometimes a couple in the same year. It's nonstop. My daughter was born in 06. She's seen it so many times now. 06, 07, 08, 10, 11, 13. I mean... and most of them wins.
It's crazy.
More wins than losses in those trips to the championship games. It's unbelievable.
Who were you growing up? Like, what was your hardcore? Like, you weren't just a spread, like, across Detroit, but like, were you a, you're probably just Pistons, right? You were head over heels for the Pistons.
No, when I was a little kid, I was Lions and Tigers.
Lions and Tigers. See, like, I just had, like, I had a Terry Bradshaw jersey. That's all I had. But, like, I like Dick Bucks, but, like, all I had in Pittsburgh, and, you know, Pirates are winning too, but it was just that. My kid opens his dresser, and he's four Patriots jerseys. You got Celtics jerseys.
You have to.
Who should we choose today? Oh, you want Bergeron or Rask? You know? Or do you want your Kyrie one? Yeah, which, you know, you go right there, like, okay, which playoff game is it today, Dad? We're going to school. We got to wear a school cut. You got to wear, it's Spirit Day. So you wear, if the team's in the playoffs, you wear the team jersey. I'm like, they got jerseys on every freaking day.
Talk about the obnoxiousness of it. Like, it is. At the end of the year, it's going to switch to 2019 to 2020. Yeah. There are going to be debates on which decade of dominance was better.
He fell asleep.
2000s or the 2010s?
Yeah. He fell asleep third period. I woke him up to make him watch the handshake, you know, line. He's like, it's kind of cool. And I'm like, what do you wake me up for? All right. It's a handshake line.
Then
he's going to bed. He goes, just shame Celtics are out too, huh? Like, little slid that in there. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
You ripped on me for waking up my kids to watch the end of the World Series, and you woke him up for the end of the conference
finals?
Yeah,
that was a little much.
Was
he in bed?
I made him go to bed at the beginning of the third, and he says, wake me up for the end. I want to see the final score. So that's what I woke him up for.
Meanwhile,
he has to be woken up. I didn't, like, go out of my way and say, oh, I want to see a handshake.
Zoe's waking up his kid to watch the handshake line. Adam Jones is taking the baby out of the room during the handshake line. I don't want you to see this nonsense. Polar opposites.
Sports.
And then Jim's waking up his kid to watch one final moment in the NCAA tournament.
The ball is
at 1:30 in the morning.
There, Jim.
You're going to remember this the rest of your life.
Jimmy, turn off the Larry Bird YouTube.
You're going to see Murray State hit a game winner in the round at 32.
I will never get over the fact Jim's kid sits there and watches Larry Bird, like the old Celtic games on YouTube. It's amazing.
Fake promos are coming up today at 1:50. We'll get back to your calls. We've got full lines. 617-779-09.